Nolte, Orchestra Blacklists Tchaikovsky's Music Due to Ukraine. By John Nolte on March 9, 2022. The Cardiff Philharmonic Orchestra has removed Tchaikovsky from its program of its upcoming concert in light of the recent Russian invasion, reports the far-left BBC. Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture was due to be included in the orchestra's upcoming all-Tchaikovsky concert at St. David's Hall on 18 March. But it was considered by the orchestra to be inappropriate at this time. The orchestra will instead present a program centered around Dvorak's Symphony No. 8, with John Williams's The Cowboy's Overture opening the concert, and a performance of Algar's Enigma Variations in the second half. This particular asinine chapter of the current moral panic is taking place in Wales, just one week after an Italian university said it would blacklist Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky, and then backed off. The mindless moral panic and mob mentality we're seeing from the art and academic world is now so crazed. Dead people are being added to their blacklists. Dostoevsky died 140 years ago. Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky died 130 years ago. Neither of these men lived in a Russia that resembles anything we saw during communism or see today under the war criminal Vladimir Putin. The whole thing is nuts, pure madness perpetuated by Putin-like fascists eager to prove their own purity, eager to prove that I hate Russia more than anyone else. Even during the Hollywood blacklist of the 1950s, even during the McCarthy era, things did not go this far. And I thought we'd all learned our lessons about the evils of this kind of blacklisting? Honestly, if you picture a movie satirizing McCarthyism, you can see some uptight fascist buffoon banning crime and punishment in the 1812 overture. This really is the stuff of satire coming to life. Everyone's gotta prove their purity, and when that happens, everyone else is a witch. And it's all fake. It's all moral theater. The one and only way to undermine and damage Putin and his war machine is for the West to invest in its domestic energy resources and stop buying oil and natural gas from Russia. That's the only way to hurt this guy. But the left won't do it because burning Russian oil puts less carbon in the air or something. You see, rather than be an adult and admit that maybe you were wrong about becoming dependent on foreign oil, it's so much easier to put on a performance of moral exhibitionism by not playing the 1812 overture. These people are a little different from Putin. A fascist is a fascist is a fascist. They're all small, and they're all dangerous. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.